Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 15th of May 1962. The extension of samsara. Tana, mana and ditthi are the dharmas which extend the samsara, round of existence. The Noble Eightfold Path is the dharma cutting off samsara. The Q&A between Ven. Mahakotita and Ven. Sariputta were about these dharmas. Mahakotita asked questions and Sariputta answered them. 1. Q. After the six ayatanas, six sense bases, cease, something still has come to be. I.e., asking with sasata ditthi. Don't ask in this way. 2. Q. After the six ayatanas cease, something not come to be. Asking with akeda ditthi. Don't ask in this way. Q3 and Q4 were asking with the wrong views of akaka sasata ditthi and amaravikepa ditthi. The answers were in the same way. Sayadaw said, these were concerning about the nama, rupa process. He used sitanupasana to explain them. After the mind ceases and nibbana appears, therefore, it is nibbana after six ayatanas cease. Mahakotita was asking as something happened means as a being or papanka, i.e., tana, mana and ditthi. After papanka ceased ni papanka arises, without papanka is nibbana. Sayadaw gave a very simple vipassana instruction. Whatever mind arises observe its anicca. Observe one with two. One is the arising dharma and two is the observing mind. And you will see impermanence. Two minds can't arise together. Of the six ayatanas, mind base, manayatana, is where papanka dharmas arise. In the kanda there are two kinds of dharma. Dharmas extend dukkha and not extend dukkha. A person knows this kanda as dukkha will not extend dukkha. Dukkha with dukkha connecting and continuing is papanka dharma. Death connects with birth, both of them are dukkha, QT right pointing arrow jati. Dharma not extend dukkha and ni papaniya dharma, without papanka. If you want to end dukkha have to practice and stop papanka dharma to arise. All of you have a lot of extension of dharma. To abandon them you need the help of a teacher. And you must also practice hard. The extensions of dharma are tana, mana and ditthi. The non-extensions of dharma are the path factors. Both of them arise from the heart. Dharma abandoning him only exists in the Buddha teachings. The extension of dharma exists all the time. All other systems and knowledges exist outside the teachings. What extend them and have to be abandoned? This question arises. Sayadaw told the Q&A between Ven. Mahakotita and Ven. Sariputta. If the ayatanas are ceased, are there still other kalesas arise? The answer will be not in this way. Kakayatana, eye base, to kayayatana, bodily base, are the five form bases, eye, ear, nose, tongue and body. Manayatana, mind base, is only one. Adding them becomes six sense bases. After they are ceased, does other kalesa still arise? Or is there anything existing? Don't ask in this way. At the place of cessation nibbana must appear. With these six ayatanas dharma can arrive to nibbana. Then, Sariputta talked about the contemplation of impermanence of the six ayatanas. It included both body contemplation and mind. So, all the minds cease nothing arise and only nibbana appears. This is neither a person nor a being. So, you didn't need to ask, isn't something arising? There is no papanka and it's the same asking as, is there any papanka? If papanka ceases and nibbana appears, don't have any doubt about it. Someone still not ending yet has to follow to the end. All the four QS were asking with wrong views. Both arahants were making the decision for us. It's nibbana if papanka ceases whereas kanda will arise if not ceases. Wanting to end dukkha, you have to kill the cause of papanka. It's the mind or the mind base. Sayadaw continued to teach sitanupasana. Mind is vinanakanda. Contemplate one with two. Every time one arises and contemplate with two. You know it is not there. One arises and follow with two, and papanka will cease. For example, the mind of wanting to eat something arises and you contemplate after and it's there or not. Two minds can't arise in parallel. After the preceding mind ceases and the following mind can arise. The arising mind is one. And the not existing of the mind is two. Follows one with two is enough. Only the arising mind disappears and the observing mind can take its place. So, the observing mind see it as not there. This is seeing emptiness. Contemplate the preceding mind with the following knowledge mind, i.e., the path factor mind or contemplative mind. The preceding mind arises and follows with the following mind. Then papanka disappears without arising. Give an example, in the snake area you keep a mongoose and snakes disappear without coming. Therefore, it abandons papanka is clear. Sayadaw continued to explain the insight process of seeing impermanence, its disenchantment and its ending. Don't be afraid of birth, jati, but to the papanka dharma. Because birth is the result and papanka is the cause of it. Dukkha disappears and sukha arises. Light appears and darkness disappears. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 29th of May 1962. With Kalesa Sap, no real happiness. Based on a sutta named, the Milk Sap Tree, from the Silayatanasamyutta, SN.35.231 Kirarukopamasuttam. The Buddha compared Kalesa, defilements, with sticky sap from a banyan tree. The six senses bases are like a tree with sticky sap latent with the kalesas of lobha, dosa, and moha. The six sense objects are like knives, in the sutta was axe. It contacts with the six senses bases and latent kalesas flow out. The Buddha used a lot of similes, metaphors, examples from nature to teach the Dharma. Sometimes it was quite amazing and profound. Human beings are part of nature. We are under the same natural laws. If we can observe and contemplate, even nature becomes our great teacher. Sayadaw's talk was quite humorous. Some of his talks were mentioned human stupidity in a humorous and profound ways. Closing square bracket. Human beings have kalesa saps, even maybe like a super glue. It's like a banyan or fig tree and cut with a knife and the saps flow out. In the same way, sense objects contact with sense bases and kalesa saps flowing out. For example, Sayadaw mentioned many things in daily life. It is immeasurable or uncountable times that kalesa saps are flowing out from the khanda because we are cutting it with the knives of sense objects. There are six knives. Cutting by these knives is only one tree. It's the tree of khanda. After the saps are flowing out and the tree dies out. Every day I am giving talk is to make your kalesa sap becomes dry up. The six knives are the six senses objects. The tree is the khanda. The sap is kalesa. Every time the saps flow out and make the tree to die. A good and holy person or not, has to decide whether the sap comes out or not. The reason you all don't realize nibbana are the sap flows out continuously to connect life again and again. You all are happy with places making your saps flow out. If not flowing out and you take it as quite boring. D.A. Process starts from where the sap flows out. When a person is getting old and has more knowledge. These more knowledges are making your saps flowing out. You all know how to make the saps come out. But don't know how to stop it. You become bored without it. If you're not connecting samsara and life becomes very dry. The work of drying up the sap is the only truly reliable thing to do. It is these kalesa saps that causes this tree to die and produce another tree. If the sap begins to flow, it's the dukkha arising, dukkha samudayo hoti, so it is the cause of the dukkha. If it continues to flow out is dukkha khandhasa hoti, the result of dukkha. Your khandhas have 1,500 kalesa saps. So it needs a lot of work to burn it. Ordinary kind of fire can't do the job. You have to burn it with the Magan fire, the path fire, as strong as the hell fire. Except the path fire, there is no other thing to rely on. For the Buddha and Arahants, even they encountered with the worldly Dharma and no saps to flow out. Because they had already dried it up with the path fire. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 4th of June 1962. Unwise attention and prayers. This was a heart-touching talk by Sayadaw because he knew himself would pass away very soon. Within 3 months most of his talks during these periods was at Mogik and also his last visit. He urged and encouraged his disciples with great compassion and concern for their practices. Gave a lot of Samvega talks here. In this talk ones really feel his compassion and metta, even it makes the listeners become sad. He said, "We were born and had the chances to free ourselves from dukkha because of the Dharma. But what were we doing? Mostly for worldly concerns, and it was a Dharma, not Buddha Dharma." He warned him the Buddha's words. Once the Buddha took a few pieces of earth placed on his fingernail and said to the monks, "If these pieces of earth fell to the ground and it would never get back on the nail. In the same way, if a human being fell into Dugati, painful birth, would difficult to get back Sugati, blissful birth." He mentioned another simile of a blind turtle living under a deep ocean and a yolk with a hole floating in the ocean. This blind turtle every 100 years emerged once onto the surface. It was moving blindly in the very wide ocean. The yolk with the hole was also moving randomly in the ocean. After a very long period of time, accidentally the blind turtle head could enter into its hole. But, once a human being fell into Dugati emerged from there was more difficult than the blind turtle head entered into the hole. Sayadaw based this talk from the Bhumija Sutta of the Majjhima Nikaya, MN.126 Bhumihasuttam, a discussion between Ven. Bhumija and Prince Jayasena, uncle and nephew. Jayasena asked 4 questions to Ven. Bhumija. It becomes 2 questions combining those 4 together. Q1. Some yogis are making prayers and practice, but can't realize Nibbana. Q2. Some yogis are not making prayers and only practice, but can't realize Nibbana. What is the Buddha's view on these questions? Ven. Bhumija answered that he never heard the Buddha mentioned on these questions, but he could give his views. He said both of the problems were based on unwise attention, ayoniso, that couldn't realize Nibbana. Jayasena requested him to ask the Buddha for the answers. Ven. Bhumija went to see the Buddha and presented the questions. The Buddha gave the simile of putting sands into the grinding tool and prayed for oil, but would never get oil because the methods was not right. If you put sesame seeds and even without the prayers and would get oil because the method was right. So in Vipassana practice yoniso is very important, and it needs a teacher's help. Sayadaw gave a simple instruction for Vipassana. At first, calm the mind down by knowing the breath going in and out from the nostril. After some time the mind calms down. The body will show its nature with the sensations. He gave the example, a small lizard fell onto the floor from a high ceiling at a quiet midnight. It would make a loud noise which everyone could hear. But, in the daytime with noises around would no one aware of it. In the same way yogi has samadhi will know whatever the body shows its nature. It shows its changing nature. Before samadhi, it also has this nature. But, after samadhi see it clear. Therefore, the Buddha taught on samadhi in many suttas, for example, in Anguttara Nikaya. Someone has samadhi and knows the true nature of the khandha. If the body is itching, aching, paining, etc. are vedanakhandha. Different kinds of mind arise and also know it. Know the form, rupa, of heat and cold. The arising is changing, and the perishing is disappearing. Only impermanence exists. Not a man nor a woman and not me and not him. Candor disappears. Only seeing the arising and passing away. Viparinama lakanam dukkha sakam. Disbanding its own nature is truth of dukkha. The changing and perishing are dukkha sakka. At the time of seeing impermanence, you don't need to distinguish them as mind and body. This is seeing the truth of dhammanupassana, the contemplation of dharma. This is seeing the truth of dukkha sakka, and seeing is magga sakka. Then you get the eye of right view, samaditthi eye. From here to Nibbana, Sayadaw mentioned quite a lot of things. He gave a simile of how Nibbana appears. Like a movie screen, many pictures arise and cease, etc. After the movie ends, the white screen appears. In the same way, Nibbana appears. Kanda arises and ceases, etc. After anicca's end and everything is clear up. If you live in the Adharma way, a process continues. Adharma, not the way of Dharma. Here Dharma means in accordance with the Buddha's Dharma. And live with Dharma and the D.A. process is cutting off. Now, with this Adharma of dosa is following with sorrow. Soka, for example, this is the moment when parents have displeasure with their children. Children are not the problem, but parents are going to the apaya, planes of misery. People not listening and practicing Dharma in this present life become a Dharma. And they are going around among the woeful planes in Samsara. We arrived at this human world with wholesome Dharmas. After arriving but doing a Dharma, we will lose our capitals, i.e., our wholesome Kammas become fruitless in this life. The Buddha gave some similes for the loss, the similes of earth on the fingernail and a blind turtle in the ocean. So, the Buddha warned you on the value of your human life. From the human life you can go to Nibbana and not from the Appayabhum, continued to talk the Bhumija Sutta. The matter of realization of Nibbana depends on wise, right attention. Originally nobody is right. It needs the help of a teacher. It's a very important matter to have wise attention on the Kanda. Gave Vipassana instruction. First establish samadhi for about 15 or 20 minutes. This is for the beginners. Someone who already discerns impermanence does not need to start from here. Know the touching of the every breath going in and out. After sometimes get samadhi and the mind doesn't run away and knowing continuously. The mind becomes calm, just breathing in and out as usual. With samadhi, the body will tell you. Itching, pain, numbness, hot, cold, etc. With samadhi, whatever it tells you, don't you know it? He gave the example of a lizard falls from a ceiling to the floor at a very quiet midnight. The kanda nature appears in different ways. This is the kanda changing. Without samadhi, the kanda is also changing, but we don't know it. Someone has samadhi knows the kanda as it really is. How to know it as really is? It's telling you as Vedanakanda, feeling aggregate. Pain, feeling good and in between are also Vedanakanda. So, you know as in the Kanda different kinds of feeling arise. Different types of mind arise. Form, Rupa, are becoming hot and cold, calming and moving, the Kanda will tell you in many different ways. The Buddha taught that Kanda was changing, Viparinama. Now, the newly Dharma is arising by disbanding the old one. With samadhi and observe the arising and it disappears. The changing is arising and its perishing is vanishing. So, always come back to arising and passing away. Therefore, in the Kanda only exist with arising and passing away or changing and perishing. It's neither a man nor a woman. Then no need to dispel wrong view. At that time you don't see any face. By looking at the changing and man and woman disappear. Man and woman are only in speech with the mouth. After closing your five sense doors and open your nana eye to observe. Viparinama lakanam dukkha sakam. Disbanding its own nature is the characteristic of the truth of dukkha. It is changing and also disbanding its own nature. The perishing is also the same. Therefore, all the changing and perishing are the truth of dukkha. At the time, no need to differentiate them as mind and body. It becomes seeing the truth, dhammanupassana satipatthana. Changing and perishing are dukkha sakka, and seeing or knowing is magga sakka. At that time becomes right attention. Right attention is going with panna, the eye of right view samaditthi. It's also the eye of knowledge vijja-eye. In real, it's only one nana eye. Now, you get the eye of seeing dukkha. After that you must get the eye of seeing nibbana. The changing and perishing are anicca, also dukkha and anatta. Only seeing the truth will see nibbana. Contemplation of impermanence is contemplation of truth. This is not the ways of sensual pleasure and self-mortification. It's the middle way. It arrives in the middle of tanha and dosa. With time go on, nana become mature and disenchanted. Why is that? Because you are getting the changing and perishing. It will develop into the knowledge of disenchantment, nibbida nana, if you are seeing it a lot. Before you are thinking is as get the proper thing. Later not only become disenchantment with it, but also develop into not wanting and getting of it. When it happens and at the same time all the changing and perishing disappear. I.e., kanda disappears. And it's turning towards nibbana. Not changing and perishing of the stable nibbana appears. Sayadaw gave the simile of a movie show for the vipassana process. Before it was untidy with impermanence and with nibbana appears it is clear away. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 15th of June 1962. Truth is in the kanda. Cutting off samsara is turning ignorance into knowledge. Observe with samadhi and samsara will be cut off. A person no practice is in the whole day doing ignorance and action, avidya and sankhara. Mind process going on is samsara. The Buddha asked for practice was to know the truth. Where is the truth? It exists in the kanda. This kanda is the truth of dukkha. If you are looking at it and seeing as a lump of matter, and don't know it yet. For fixing a nana eye, have to develop samadhi and look at it. Then you see its changing nature from the old one to the new one as vibrations. This is the truth of dukkha. You have to look at it with the knowledge eye. At normal, we are moving around, we can't see it, even the kanda shows its nature. After establish samadhi and see its change. Its true nature appears to us. There is vibrations, here is itching and there is aching. Different kinds of mind and feeling arise, cold, heat, tiredness, etc. Its original nature appears to us. After disbanding the beginning of the sitting nature, it tells you its arising new nature. The old nature disappears and new nature arises. The kanda tells you as I am the truth of dukkha. Except the arising and vanishing, the kanda has nothing to tell you. Kanda is the teller and nana is the observer. Sayadaw was using the words of the Buddha in the first discourse to express the experience. Kakamudapadi, vision arises. Nanamudapadi, the knowledge of seeing dukkha sakka arises. Aloko udapadi, light arises. Before, because of the darkness of ignorance can't see it, element of light arises for seeing the kanda, vijja udapadi, knowing arises and not knowing disappears. Kakam udapadi is not the ordinary eye vision but nana eye. Therefore, the Buddha continued to mention nana udapadi. It becomes knowledge and D.A. process can't continue. So, without sati and observation whatever we think, speak and act become ignorance, volitional formation and consciousness, avidya right-pointing arrow sankhara right-pointing arrow vinanam. There are arising and ceasing with many ignorances, volitional formations and consciousnesses etc., the whole day. This is samsara. So samsara is the aggregate of dukkha. If you don't cut it off, dukkha is your own property. Kanda process and samsaric process are the same. Samsara is, what is happening now? Nothing will become in the future if we can cut it here. With sati and panna, no ignorance and only knowledge arises. Therefore, samsara is wrong seeing, wrong hearing, and wrong thinking, and starting from the six senses doors. If not encounter a good teacher, vijja udapadi not arises. After establish samadhi and follow what the kanda is telling you and become vijja udapadi. During establishing samadhi is samatha. Become vijja udapadi is vipassana. Sayadaw reminded yogis how much important to become vijja udapadi. He quoted the words of the Buddha. If someone comes to you and says, I'll teach you to end identity view, sakaya ditthi. But you must take the pain of the body, which I'll use a spear on your body 3 times a day, each time 300 spears of inflictions, the Buddha said, you must take these pains for the sake of destroying ditthi, because dukkha will never end if you don't realize the truth. From Sakkasamyutta. If you look at things with the ignorant eye, avijja eye, and think what will happen to me, and ditthi come in. Sotapanna is easy. Listening Sakka Dharma and with wise attention, yoniso, will become sotapanna. For example, I tell you feeling is dukkha sakka. And you observe the kanda and seeing impermanence. Continue with the practice and sure to become a sotapanna. Thoroughly penetrating dukkha is knowledge of the function, kika nana. Dukkha is in the kanda and nana also in the kanda. It's very near, but we are far away from it. So, samsara is becoming very long for us. Not knowing the arising does also not knowing the ceasing. And it becomes ignorance. Even it's closer if the mind observes the mind, i.e., sitanupasana. Mind is at the heart base, hadayavathu, and nana also at the same place. Observing the kanda with good samadhi is your duty. The teacher's duty is teaching the Sakka Dharma. The disciple will enter the stream if he is seeing in accordance with the truth. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 15th of June 1962. Nibbana is the foremost happiness. Sayadaw, based on the verses of the Buddha Kassapa, which was mentioned in the Magandhya Sutta of the Majjhima Nikaya, taught by the Buddha Gautama to Magandhya Brahman, MN.75 Magandhya Suttam. Freedom from disease, the foremost good fortune. Nibbana, the foremost happiness. Single quote, single quote. But after hearing these verses, Magandhya responded that my body was healthy, so it was Nibbana, because these verses have been existed in their Brahman teachings and handed down by their ancestors from the time of the Buddha Kassapa. They were using it and interpreting it wrongly. It's very similar like later Buddhists using and interpreting the Buddha teaching in different ways. Sayadaw said how it could be that his body was healthy. With samadhi and observe this body, we can see their unhealthy nature directly, such as pains, itches, aches and changing, etc. In our daily life, we have to adjust and look after the body all the times. Such as, feeding it, clothing it, going to the toilet for many times a day. And then has to change postures all the times, even in sleep turning it around to release its discomfort. There are 4 functions of dukkha sakka, palanata, oppressive, sankatatha, conditioning, santapatta, burning, and viparinamatha, changing. Among them sankatatha is quite extensive. Contemplation of this dukkha in daily practice is very important for practice. Where is the healthy nature of this body? Surely, the body is never healthy. The Buddha referred to this body as rogato, disease, ganthato, thorn, salato, dart, etc. With the Aryan eye, noble eye, sakka eye, and will see it. Therefore, without this kanda is really healthy, the real fortune and the real happiness. The Buddha himself taught that the 5 khandhas were dukkha sakka. How can it be without disease and real happiness? The views are quite different between Aryan and worldly. Looking with the tana and ditthi eye and it seem healthy. You will see it as unhealthy if you fix with the Aryan eye and nana eye and looking at it. You'll find the disease and knowing it as dukkha sakka. The way of practice is, First, to approach a teacher. Second, listening to the Sakka Dharma. Third, if you see the truth and will see the happy Nibbana without the disease. With the practice, you'll also know that the Khanda has disease. With good samadhi and panna, we'll see its unhealthy nature and want to be free from disease. Without seeing dukkha sakka, and you can't appreciate nirodha sakka. Only see the disease and you want to be cured. At first, have to discern the disease, later seeing its disenchantment and at last seeing its ending. And you'll see nibbana without disease. You always have the disease if you have the khanda. Without it, it is nibbana happiness. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 16th of June 1962. To have compassion and wisdom for oneself. Only by knowing the objects of contemplation, you will know what to contemplate. If not, you are sitting there by wasting time. What are the objects of contemplation? For example, if the eyes see form and eye consciousness arises, it's the beginning of the object of contemplation and also the beginning of D.A. process. After the seeing and the feeling of choosing good or bad arises, at that moment you are alive with feeling. Seeing is the beginning and choosing good or bad is the second. Fasa Pakaya Vedana, contact conditions feeling. This is called samsara. After feeling ceases and craving arises. Vedana Pakaya Tanha feeling conditions craving. So, at that moment you are with Tanha. After that clinging and action arise, Upadanam and Kama Bhava, these are objects of contemplation, 1 eye consciousness, 2 feeling, 3 craving, 4 clinging, 5 action. After 1 ceases and 2 arises, 2 ceases and 3 arises, etc. The 5 minds are in a process. After, you will get the new khanda in next life. That is Kama Pakaya Jati action conditions birth. The mind process arises one by one. The others 5 sense doors are also in the same way. In the whole day from the 6 senses doors actions are arising. In each day the causes of births are uncountable. This is the reason why the beginning of a being is indiscernible. Therefore, the debts for bodily, verbal and mental kamas are quite a lot. We have to cut off these kamas. From the eye door, the 3D. A. Processes of greed, hatred and delusion, lobha, dosa and moha, arise. The other doors also know in this way, 6*3=18. Every day unwholesome kamas are uncountable. You can only cut them off with the path knowledge. Therefore, the Buddha said that the permanent homes of living beings were the 4 woeful planes. So the wanderings in samsara are quite frightening. Process is showing the objects for contemplation. You can't do it blindly. Only by knowing what's arising and you'll see the falling away. Mind arises one by one. Every living being is alive with one mind. Every day a lot of kamas are arising. Therefore, your wholesome kamas which you have done only sometimes are incomparable with them. Also without the D.A. process and you can't be alive. Make note of this point. If you don't get the inside knowledges and all these kamas are not become fruitless. It is not my fault if you don't know what have to contemplate. You don't know what happening in you that and can't do it. I'll show you the contemplation. Contemplate the impermanence of the mind, good or bad feeling. If you can contemplate them, tanha, upadana and kama can't arise. Every time if it arises with contemplation, cut off the round of existence of defilements, action and result, kalesa, kama and vipaka vatas. So, this is asking you to cut off the 3 rounds of existence. The Buddha and teachers taught people with wisdom and compassion together. If not with compassion, they wouldn't give their times. They could teach the truth, sakka, meant including wisdom. Both qualities have to be going together. It's no completion if one of them is lacking. It is useless talking without panna. From the point of disciples also need compassion and wisdom. Have compassion for oneself to liberate from dukkha, and wisdom to understand what the teacher has said. Have compassion for yourself. Take notes with wisdom to my talk. If not, you can get the merit but not wisdom. It will be like the same as a frog listening to the talk of the Buddha. If you are listening the talk for merit, then like the frog. So, listen with a human mind for the talk. How to listen a talk also important. When you contemplate on the arising Dharma, here is seeing, it already is passing away and not existing anymore. You are not alive with the seeing consciousness, and instead with the path factor's consciousness. Vipassana contemplation is abandoning the kanda means this point. Also, it is abandoning kalesas, not following with tanha and upadanam. Therefore, inside knowledges are abandoning kanda and kalesa. With the abandonment of kanda and wrong view also falls off, because there is nothing to be called as a person or a being. It is really crazy if you're making something out of nothing as me and mine. This point is quite funny. If we observe carefully and contemplate human problems and most of the sufferings are coming out from nothing, just stupidity and foolishness. It will never become useless if you die with the vipassana mind, because after you arrive to the blissful plane and you'll enter the stream, there was a talk on this matter by the Buddha in the Anguttara Nikaya. Therefore, it is not important that you realize the path knowledge or not. Just do the practice and it will abandon tanha and kalesa. Sayadaw continued to explain the vipassana process to nibbana. This knowledge from the ending of impermanence and it turns towards nibbana. Path knowledge can't arise if you do not start from the insight knowledge because its proximity condition, anantara pakayo. Path knowledge arises only with the cessation of inside knowledge. Path knowledge arises only once. With this only once can abandon or kill all the corresponding kalesas. Even the Buddha himself wouldn't teach in details like this. He would start to teach you the contemplation of impermanence. Even that much, he would come to you only when your spiritual faculties were matured. You must have faith in the Buddha and contemplate with your own wisdom. Faith and wisdom have to be in balance. Wisdom retreats due to over-faith in the Buddha. You can see this in the Vakali's case. The Buddha had to send him away. Viriya and Samadhi must in balance towards impermanence. Over Viriya the mind is turning towards restlessness. Over Samadhi is turning toward torpor. Mindfulness is never over. Should have it always, and to watch and observe. In this way we'll realize the path and fruition knowledges.